Gonna do a cold open today. WWE, everybody wants to have Triple H get canceled. Everybody wants to have their own two cents on how they feel about it. People want to say on Twitter or X, oh, you guys wanted this, so why is everybody turning their heads on it now? We wanted it 2 years ago. We wanted it last year. The story of Cody Rhodes finishing his story to Roman Reigns is now all but finished. If you guys are unaware of what happened, Cody Rhodes came on to SmackDown to give out his decision on who he's going to be facing at WrestleMania. He's the winner of the Royal Rumble match 2 years in a row. There's only a handful of WWE superstars that have done it, and who have done it have been gone on to do greater things. And they're known as Hall of Famers now. So to have Cody Rhodes win the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row should mean something. But apparently it doesn't anymore. Cody Rhodes comes on to SmackDown and says, I'm coming for you, Roman, and I'm coming for that title that my father only held for seconds just to get it ripped out of his hands. But not at WrestleMania. And me, I'm sitting here, I'm like, what do you mean not at WrestleMania? You're the Royal Rumble winner. Whoever wins the men's Royal Rumble main events, WrestleMania. That's everybody's dream as a WWE superstar, to headline WrestleMania. That's when you have made it to the top as a performer. Everybody dreams about that. So to have Cody Rhodes say, I'm coming for you, but not at WrestleMania, and I have talked to somebody who is very, very close to you, out comes The Rock. The Rock comes out, and of course, hell, if I was in the stands, I had no idea that The Rock was going to be on the show. If his music came on, yeah, I would pop up and cheer like I was back in fucking fifth grade. Of course I was going to cheer for Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But as everything was unwinding and as everything was unfolding to our very eyes, you saw that Cody Rhodes and The Rock shook hands. Like they had an agreement. And you saw the displeasure and the sour taste in Cody Rhodes' mouth. You saw it all over his face. He was uncomfortable. The fake smile, the fake laughing, the gesture that the head nod, and you could see tears in his eyes forming. Unbelievable. And then he walks out of the ring. And before that, The Rock, or even before that, Cody Rhodes came out, Roman Reigns was bashing on Seth Rollins to say, you want to go up against Seth Rollins? Fine, that's a secondary title. That's everyone that Seth Rollins has faced, I've already defeated. So that title that he has on is just a secondary title. And that title is basically, you know, my sloppy seconds. How does that look? How does that look if Cody Rhodes is going to be facing Seth Rollins at WrestleMania? You did a huge disservice to that title, to that main event, to face off Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. It makes zero sense why he's going to be facing off against Seth Rollins. We all know that Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes have phenomenal matches together, but we've already seen it. We've seen it this year. Well, we've seen it last year. Makes no sense. Let's get into it, though. And apparently, there's a report. The Rock and Roman Reigns wasn't even planned. It was planned as of a few days ago. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson pushed hard for the match. Let's discuss. This is an article on Wrestling Co. of Paul Davis. And he stated in his report saying this, the match has not been official yet. and it hasn't been announced, but it is expected that on Thursday in Las Vegas that The Rock versus Roman Reigns will be set in stone as the main event for WrestleMania. During SmackDown, The Rock appeared and stood face-to-face with Roman Reigns after Cody Rhodes gave up his main event slot just days after winning the men's Royal Rumble match and pointing at Reigns at the end of the show. The decision to change the main event happened within the last few days. And Rhodes versus Reigns was planned as of earlier this week. But things changed by the time they went on the air of Monday Night Raw and they began teasing Rhodes versus Seth Rollins. Dave Meltzer, he wrote on the Wrestling Observer radio forum, it was the plan on that night. That night being the Royal Rumble. It was the plan for the next day. It wasn't the plan the day after that. In another post, Meltzer said that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was pushing hard for the match with Reigns even after the idea was suggested to do the match in Saudi Arabia. Meltzer, he wrote the following. Dwayne pushed hard for it. Read last week's issue and this week's. The cards changed when Punk and Brock were out and all the dominoes fell. Dwayne already wanted it to have it and felt now they needed it as well. Felt that it was a better to change the news flow away from Vince. I'm going to stop it right there. You're going to mean to tell me that, look back, guys, a week before the Royal Rumble, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes, they had a face-to-face off. And CM Punk was talking. I'm sure that he didn't have a script. I'm sure that he had some bullet points and he was free to say whatever he wanted. CM Punk said a few interesting key points. He said that, oh, you're just going to get to the finish line and then it's going to be taken away from you by someone greater than you. I'm just going to throw it out here, guys. Yeah, everything is not set in stone yet. But what if, I mean, what if Triple H and The Rock, they're kind of working with each other? You would hope, even though that The Rock is technically Triple H's boss, but what if they're trying to make this moment even bigger for WrestleMania? Because it doesn't make sense. No, I'm going to get off topic. What if Roman Reigns and The Rock is about to get announced and then Cody Rhodes comes out, or Cody Rhodes, he interrupts and he makes, states his case saying, you know what, I don't want to take this deal. Maybe they go off of a storyline with it and maybe it's building up to having it be a bigger WrestleMania than WrestleMania 30 was with Daniel Bryan. What if, just what if Cody Rhodes is even going to be a bigger babyface than what he is right now? What if that's what they're shooting for? What if that's what they're doing? Because The Rock knows that Cody Rhodes is the guy. Cody Rhodes is going to be the guy to take off that championship belt on Roman Reigns. What if The Rock is doing it and doing this sort of thing where, since he's in power and he's going to put himself in that position, and since us fans and the minority of us fans, meaning me, people like, I don't know, like people like my one buddy Cal, like what if we're in the know and we know it's fake, but we love the storytelling of it and we just love the aspect and the art of pro wrestling, that what if it's even deeper than that? I could definitely see something like that happening. I'm one of the few that's saying this right now, but it dawned on me like, hey, everything's not set in stone yet. Because I was thinking about this. The Elimination Chamber Premium Live event is coming up. And always the Elimination Chamber match is always going to be for, all right, whoever wins the men's and the women's, they get to face off against the person of their choosing, and that's most likely the person on their brand. and the person that hasn't been shown yet, but chosen yet by the Royal Rumble winner. Okay, well, the women's side is already set in stone. Nia Jax can win the women's Elimination Chamber match. What about the men's now? There has to be something for the men's side of it. No offense, I'm not sexist, but they're just not going to have a women's Elimination Chamber match in front of a 60,000 crowded people in Australia. It's not going to happen. What is going to happen is that there is going to be a men's Elimination Chamber match. I mean, hey, maybe they can just do it for the Intercontinental Championship match since Gunther doesn't have Brock Lesnar as an opponent at WrestleMania anymore. They could do that. But they need to have a set of men to try to face off against Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns. But now Roman Reigns is going to be the main event either against Cody Rhodes or The Rock. And if The Rock does face off Roman Reigns, then Cody Rhodes is going to face off against Seth Rollins. I mean, you're not just going to have Cody Rhodes have in his back pocket, like treating it like the Money in the Bank briefcase and say, oh yeah, I won the Royal Rumble. I can purchase this ticket or cash this ticket in whenever I feel like it. No, that's not how the winner of the Royal Rumble works. The winner of it, they face off and main event WrestleMania. That is what is always said ever since I was a fucking kid. That's how it is always going to be happening. Whoever wins it faces off against a champion of their choosing and main event WrestleMania. That is word for word of what has always gone on throughout my whole entire childhood life for that WrestleMania or for that pay-per-view event. It's ridiculous to even have Cody Rhodes not be in the main event for WrestleMania. It makes the winner of Royal Rumble meaningless. You mean to tell me that Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row for what? To have it in his back pocket and cash it in for the next, like, I don't know, the next WrestleMania? WrestleMania 41? You're kidding me. Then we shouldn't even bother having a Royal Rumble for next year. And then people are also saying, well, hey, he can cash it in after when The Rock and Roman Reigns face off each other at this year's main event and then just cash it in at Backlash. No, that's stupid. Why? Why would you do that? It tarnishes the whole match and the whole concept of the Royal Rumble. There's only two outcomes to this, guys. One outcome is maybe, like I said, Triple H and The Rock, they're kind of working together. Maybe I'm only speculating. And maybe that they're trying to turn this into a bigger main event than anything in years past and have it be possibly a triple threat match or just have Cody Rhodes get nudged back into the main event spot. But I don't see that scenario happening. More likely, I do see a triple threat match happening at that main event. Think about it. WrestleMania 20. Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H for the World Heavyweight Championship match. WrestleMania 30. Triple threat match. Batista, Randy Orton, and Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan won a match earlier that night against Triple H to get himself inserted into the main event spot at WrestleMania. So this year, it can't be just set in stone like that. I guarantee you, now that I'm just sitting here talking, I guarantee you that it is going to be a triple threat match against Roman Reigns and The Rock. And Cody Rhodes is going to beat The Rock, I'm going to say, because they're probably going to have a feud going on. Dude, the more and more I think about this and more that I talk out loud about this, it only makes sense that it's going to be a triple threat match. Mark my words. I'm just saying it can't be that simple, guys. It can't be that simple being in years past, every 10 years, it's a big WrestleMania, WrestleMania 20 was big. WrestleMania 10 was big. WrestleMania 30 was big. And now WrestleMania 40 has to be bigger than WrestleMania 30. Use your heads. Some in WWE that they believe that The Rock is pushing to beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I don't know how true this is, but let's read about it. The news about The Rock taking Cody Rhodes' spot at WrestleMania has not been sitting well and has not been received well by fans on social media. As was noted earlier, the segment was posted on WWE's YouTube account and is now their most disliked video ever. The match is not officially yet because they want to hold off on making it official at the press event happening this Thursday in Las Vegas on Peacock, that is. Things can always change, but right now the two top matches for WrestleMania look to be Rock versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed Universal Championship and Seth Rollins defending the World Heavyweight Championship against Cody Rhodes. But hey, that could change. I've said it before on this podcast. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins might as well not even have a title for it. Because now that title is meaningless for Cody Rhodes to win. And if Cody Rhodes does win, then people are saying that there could be another unification for the titles. And I swear to Christ, if there's any more goddamn unifications for a title, oh my God. It's been well known that Triple H doesn't like having two top main championship belts on the roster. But since Roman Reigns only wanted to work on SmackDown and having Raw not having any belts on their TV brand, USA wanted to have a championship on their TV, and they had to come up with something. While many people thought and might be expecting Reigns to retain his title, that may not be what ends up happening. Fightful Select that they reported that they spoke with people who have stated that The Rock pushed for the match with Roman Reigns, and some believe that he was pushing to win the match, which means that the last thing you would see at WrestleMania is The Rock holding up the Universal Championship. And then this would also mean that Reigns would not surpass Hulk Hogan's title reign, and it throws a monkey in the wrench into the plan for Cody to defeat Roman Reigns for the title, since that is what has been the built up for the last 2 years. Again, long-term booking. That's what Triple H does. Everyone wants to have Triple H's neck and everyone wants to cancel Triple H. This is not Triple H's fucking decision, guys. Paul Levesque did not decide to do this. It has been reported. I don't know where the report is, but I've read it on Twitter that The Rock went over Triple H's head, went straight to Ariana, or like the owner of TKO, went to Nick Khan, said, I want to save WrestleMania this year. There's nothing to save. We had a main event slot right in there. The only thing that needed to be saved was who is going to be Seth Rollins facing off for the World Heavyweight Championship match in the main event at WrestleMania on possible night one or night two. Probably night one. That was probably the only thing that needed to be saved. But from what I'm reading is that The Rock is being a little spoiled brat and wants to solidify himself as the owner and the head honcho for TKO. I'm a huge fan of The Rock. But reading all these reports, I'm starting to get these mixed feelings that The Rock really isn't doing it for himself. The Rock isn't really doing it for the company. He's doing it for himself. Yes, a couple years ago, all of us, me included, wanted to have Roman Reigns face off The Rock and possibly have The Rock beat Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I said it before. But do I want that now? No, it doesn't make sense. The storyline does not make sense right now. Finishing the story makes sense right now. Finishing the story for Cody Rhodes, that's what makes sense right now. Bayley and Io Sky, long-term booking, at its finest right there, guys. She came out and speaking Japanese, flabbergasted all of them. Yeah, I know what that means. I know you guys been talking shit on me. The built up. It's what works in pro wrestling. Long-term booking. And everyone says it. I'm not alone. And if you're one of the few on Twitter that disagrees, then you are just a simpleton. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. I want to read this article and then I'll end the podcast on here. But apparently, obviously, there are mixed beliefs in WWE about why The Rock pushed for Roman Reigns match at WrestleMania 40. This article is by Andrew Ravens on WrestlingNews.co. And it stated, the fallout continues from WWE's decision to go with The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40 instead of having Reigns defend the undisputed WWE Universal title against Cody Rhodes following Friday's SmackDown. WWE is expected to make Reigns and Rock official this Thursday on Peacock. PW Insider, they confirmed that Dave Meltzer's report about plans was changed after a strong push by The Rock. The report said some sources believe that it was done by Johnson to, as one source stated, save WrestleMania. And here's the source that I was talking about. After CM Punk and Brock Lesnar, for very different reasons, were taken off of the board on the biggest weekend of the year, other sources think Rock pushed for it given his massive $30 million stock payday, and the stock may have been contingent on him hitting a certain milestone. Sources noted that The Rock felt wrestling Reigns was a bigger match for the company than Rhodes was. This may have happened regardless of the other Mania plans changing, as The Rock was back in the game and the most important members of the company management were going to give Dwayne The Rock Johnson ideas. I'm going to say this. Yes, it was very unfortunate with the news of Vince McMahon coming out and plans for Gunther and Brock Lesnar being next, CM Punk being injured for 4 to 6 months, Seth Rollins barely made it out alive and just is going to do rehab, but he's going to be off TV for a little while. But again, there was no reason for The Rock to say that I want to try to save WrestleMania. This is probably the most stacked roster that we've had in quite some time. With NXT coming up, Braun Breaker coming up, Tiffany Stratton coming up, Trick Williams possibly coming up, I'm Him, whatever his name is, he came up. We have so much talent that we don't even know what to do with it. And it's in-house talent at that. Not what like AEW is doing, signing off or signing ex-WWE superstars. And not any homegrown. We have talent. Somebody could have fit in that slot and we could have done a long-term booking thing with that. All of us would have understood. But to have The Rock, per se, get himself into a main event spot at WrestleMania just seems very, what's the word? Seems very shady. I don't know about you guys, but I don't agree with it. It's not sitting well with me, and it's not sitting well with others. Excuse me. And also, to not even mention, that WrestleMania now is going to become more predictable than it already has been. Yes, all of us usually know the outcome of a WrestleMania spot. But last year, we didn't know if Roman Reigns was going to drop it or if he was going to retain the title against Cody. But then we find out that Cody Rhodes lost. And it was on Vince McMahon's decision to keep the title on Roman. I was for it. I was like, all right, you know what? I get it. We're in a once-in-a-lifetime reign with Roman Reigns here. Let's sit down, sit back, and enjoy the process. But now, if you are going to have, if everything is going to be set in stone from what everyone is reading, if it's going to be Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes for the World Heavyweight Championship match, Cody Rhodes is going to win. And if The Rock and Roman Reigns is going to be facing off each other at WrestleMania for the WWE Undisputed title, Roman Reigns is going to win it. I have no reason to sit down and watch night one and night two of WrestleMania anymore. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm still going to watch it, but I'm not going to be anticipated for the main event. And I'm not going to be wondering, oh, what are they going to do? Are they going to do, you know, example A, or are they going to do example B? No, I already know that they're going to do example A, 100%. It makes sense. It doesn't make sense if this person wins it. But now, that's where we're all sitting. And that is no fun to have a predictable main event. And now, thinking back on it, when Chris Benoit was in that triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship in WrestleMania 20, I was a kid. But back in the day, when you won the Royal Rumble and you main evented, you're going to win the title. But this one just feels different. This one feels very shady. And I don't like it. And I know all of you don't like it either. But I'm going to wrap it up here, guys. Thank you for joining me here on the podcast, Pardon the Pipe Bomb. I really enjoy you guys stopping in and listening to me rant about it. If you guys liked what you heard, please give me a negative 5-star review or hit that thumbs up button and hit that subscribe button if you want to hear more content of me ranting on about WWE. The good, the bad, and the ugly, whatever that it may be. But don't hate on Triple H, guys. I don't think that this was his doing. And I think this was totally out of his control, because I know that TKO wants to have a bigger and the biggest WrestleMania event of all time. But I'm gonna keep going here, guys. Really enjoyed it. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys later.